Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Bridal Talk Radio with your host, Dwight and Deidre Russo from Together Marriages. We are a marriage ministry supporting other marriage ministries. We're marriage advisors, marriage mentors, and we're marriage coaches. And I'm trying to see if my husband is on. Sorry, we had a few technical difficulties, but it seems like we have everything resolved. And I'm trying to invite Dwight in. Dwight, are you in?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. Okay, we're waiting for Rhonda and Roger Dixon from 2B1 Marriage Fellowship to join us back on the line. They were on, but whatever the difficulties was with technology, just things happened. So as soon as they come back on the line, we'll bring them in live.
But before we do so, though, I'd like to just thank all our Blog Talk Radio listeners out here this evening, though. I just want to greet you all in the name of our Lord, Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Without him, there is no other. I thank you guys so very much for your patience with us during this time of difficulty. And very shortly, we will have our guests on, and we will talk about marriage ministry and the exciting events that they have coming up as far as at their church, the Resurrection Center, 2B1 Marriage, which is headed by Bishop and Pastor Cleo Townsend, Roger and Rhonda Dixon, who are their assistants and advisors for their ministry, who are doing such an excellent job over there. And we just want to just give cahoots to those two. Once they join us, though, they can tell you more about themselves and their ministry and what they have in store for this upcoming season.
Okay, also while we're waiting for them to log back on, many of you are on Facebook, and we invite you to go like our Facebook page. We're Together Marriages, TWOGETHER Marriages. Also, you can go like 2B1 Marriage Fellowship. They're also on Facebook, so you can go like both of the pages so you can get updates on what's going on in the marriage world. Dave, you want to open up in prayer while I try to reach them?
Sure. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening, Father God, just thanking you for another day, Heavenly Father. Father, as we prepare ourselves for this evening to hear what these two, Roger and Rhonda, may speak to us, Father, we ask that you just clear our hearts, open our minds, and give us a fresh new start, Father God, on marriages and marriage ministry, and how can we be a part of that to just restore and enrich our lives, Father God, for which you ordained, which was marriage, Father God. We just want to take heed to what's being said this evening, Father God, so that we may be filled and sanctified in the Holy Spirit, Father God. We thank you and we adore you. For your Son, Jesus Christ, we have everlasting life. Amen. How are we making out, Deidre? Well, until we reach those two, we could just talk a little bit right here. As you all know, marriage is... Okay. Well, we know with the holidays coming up as far as Valentine's Day, which is not necessarily a holiday, but society took it for a holiday, and I kind of blend it in because it is about love. And God is love. So what better way for us to celebrate God himself on Valentine's Day along with our spouse? It's a double treat. So prayerfully, hopefully, you guys out there who are listening, though, I pray that you treat your wife as Christ treated the church and gave himself up for her. So let's treat that wife, our heart, our loved one, with love. We only ask, society only asks for one day out of the year. But as Christian husbands, though, we need to give her love 365 days a year. And it's a treat and an honor to be married to my wife. Put up with me for 15 long years, through the good and through the bad, though she stuck through me and beside me. And I thank God for that. If anybody want to get online and just give a quick testimony on their marriages and how they sustained themselves through the years, please feel free. Or if you have any questions that I could be able to help you with, just shoot. As a result of being married, have anyone out there obtained favor from the Lord? The Word of God says, the man that finds of a wife, finds of a good thing, obtains favor from the Lord. But that good thing comes in the hands of the wife, who has to make a choice to be a good thing for that man. Has anyone experienced that in their marriage? Or hoping to experience that? There's no greater joy than being married, and God has put it together. As long as you get the center of your marriage, though, all things are possible, through the good and through the bad. Praise his name. You know, I enjoy going through bad times myself, though. It helps me to see my shortcomings. It helps me to see a new perspective on life, what I need to do to get it right, to better myself before I can be a better husband to my wife and a better father to my daughter and a better grandfather to my grandchildren. It's a joy in bad times. It's a joy in shortcomings. Well, while we're waiting, though, I got a few questions for you guys to ponder on. You know, just for a quick minute, though. A couple of questions here for you guys, all right? Do you ever miss being married, and why? That's one to think about. Or, how has being married to your spouse benefited your life? And one of my favorite questions that I normally ask an individual is, are you a better person with or without your spouse? How has he or she helped you get to where you want to go in the future as far as your goals, your provision, your aspirations in life? Has that spouse been very instrumental in you fulfilling those goals? Or had it been a hindrance to your journey? I always said marriage is not a game of tug of war, but it's for the mature audience, though. Too many of us take marriage too lightly. There's no respect, there's no honor for one another, which causes severe problems, dysfunction in communication, a breakdown. But as long as we keep our eyes on the prize, which God has set before us, though, no matter what you get through, the Lord will see you through. You guys got to excuse me right now, though. It's been a long day. Besides being involved in marriage ministry and having a travel agency, though, my wife and I are also involved in the Democratic community here, and we just came from a meeting and just got home about 9 o'clock, so it's been kind of a little busy for us right now, though, but we're going to get through this, though. The Lord says for us not to be weary and well doing, so we're going to press on. I would love to hear from a few of you guys out there. Do you have anything to say?
Okay, we're still having a few technical difficulties, but what we're just basically going to do is just talk about marriage and just talk about different things, renewing marriage and things of that nature. So while we wait for our guests to log back in, because there was some kind of technical difficulties, we have brought everyone on the line. So if you guys have any questions or, you know, want to talk about something pertaining to marriage, everyone is in the queue. We have some noise or some moving around or something that's taking place.
Hello?
Yeah.
Deidre, can you hear me?
Yeah. Who am I speaking with?
Deidre, it's Roger.
Oh, hey, Roger. How are you?
Good.
That's good. There were some technical difficulties, so I'm glad you guys are in. So the guests have arrived, and they were holding. We just didn't realize that that was the interchange. The other number that we were trying to locate, we couldn't locate. So, Roger, how are you today?
Good. You're a little staticky, though.
Oh, I'm not sure what is going on. Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Yeah,
so,
kind of
Roger,
like, you know, like in and out.
Can you hear me? Is that better? Roger?
Deidre?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah.
No, it's a little bit better. That's a little bit better. It's still kind of like a little bit in and out, though.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so Roger, what is your
exchange the last four numbers you're calling from.
3855.
Okay, because I don't even see that. But I wanted you to explain about the Marriage Ministry 2B1 Fellowship and just explain, you know, what the Marriage Ministry is about and how you guys help married couples. And then we'll talk about events after that.
Okay, I'm going to do my best. I'm getting a lot of feedback. For lack of a better term, I'm getting a lot of feedback coming through. And that's why it sounds a little choppy, but if I sound clear, I guess that's good. 2B1 Marriage Ministry is led by, you know, Bishop S. Todd Townsend and Pastor Cleo. You know, my wife Rhonda Dixon and myself Roger Dixon, we are their assistants, for lack of a better term. I mean, we help organize events. We help promote the 2B1 Marriage Ministries. We have a teaching every Friday, or the first Friday of every month, at 7:00. We have Bishop and Pastor Cleo. They do a class. Right now they're focusing on a series on financial health and financial well-being for couples. And we get a good, I mean, it's been pretty good. I mean, we've gotten a good turnout each time. We did have a little break there where we, you know, didn't have class, but people came right back out because we have an email list and we give people the email blast. We put stuff out on Facebook and people stay in touch and they're aware of what's going on. So we just had a class this past Friday, and like I said, it was on finances, and it was actually really, really good. Right now we're focusing on getting ready for the upcoming marriage conference. This coming weekend, it's going to be a dinner play on Friday, Friday evening, and Saturday is going to be a conference. Sunday we're going to have our couples dance, which is actually our third annual couples dance. And it'll end with a dessert cafe after service. But the ministry itself is healthy. It's really healthy right now.
Okay, so you guys just had a marriage ministry this past Friday. So just tell us, you guys, you said you touched on finances. So just tell us a few tidbits that we could walk away with, although we weren't there. I couldn't make it, but if you could just, you know, just explain just briefly what you guys did and what was the takeaway.
Well, Bishop gave out a homework assignment. This is a private homework assignment because it was basically for you to come up with your net worth. He gave out a sheet, you know, where you can list out your assets and your liabilities. You know, again, this is it's private. Nothing to be shared with the group. But he just kind of went through the sheet and, you know, in case people didn't understand how to fill it out. He actually gave one out. He gave one out, one for the husband, one for the wife, and he said the reason he did that was because some households are different. I mean, some households, you know, everything may be together as one, and you may have other households where some of the finances are separate. But he went through that, and again, that's just it was a pretty much a take home homework assignment for the couples to do, you know, on their own, just for them. One of the things that he talked about, I guess probably the biggest thing that people left with and was the most talked about point was he talked about how a woman's expectations can control a man's confidence. And an example he gave with that was how him and Pastor Cleo, when they first got married, and Pastor Cleo had an expectation in terms of what type of house she wanted to live in. So, you know, her expectation was, hey, we're going to go look at these toll brother homes. They're, you know, very expensive. And he said that impacted his confidence. You know, he had no confidence in terms of going in and talking to the people about the houses. You know, eventually, you know that changed for him in terms of his confidence. But we had other couples who really agreed with that and understood where he was coming from, gave some examples themselves of where their expectations, and, you know, and this is, again, this is a woman's expectations, impacted the husband's confidence, you know. And again, basically he's just saying that, you know, when a woman sets the expectations, if a man, I mean, if he doesn't have the confidence to meet those expectations, then there can be a negative impact on the relationship. And he's basically, you know, was saying to women, you got to be careful when you set these expectations as well. You know, we had one couple who mentioned that, you know, when they first got together, that the husband, he felt like, you know, he would always be, in her exact words, be mediocre. You know, and he lacked that confidence. And, you know, his wife had talked about how, you know, she helped build up his confidence, and, you know, he went from feeling like he could be mediocre to, you know, setting some really lofty goals that they're achieving together. So it was a very, very good session. I mean, really good.
Well, that's excellent. I could see how that would be an excellent married couple session and how all the married couples would be intrigued. So I just wanted to talk about the events that you guys have going, because you guys have three events. Well, actually, it's four, because the play is Friday night, right? It's the Valentine's dinner play. So Let's just talk about that for a minute.
Yes. The play is The Love Story. It is Pam and Andre, you know them from the church. They're involved in a lot of, they do a lot of not necessarily the mime stuff, but they do a lot of the. I'm just trying to think of what you actually call their ministry, but it's basically it's a drama ministry. But it's Pam and Andre Jones, and again, the play is called The Love Story. There's actually quite a few people from the church that are actually featured in the play. That'll take place this Friday, the 14th, at 7 o'clock. Well, 7 o'clock will be the dinner. So we'll have dinner at 7, and the play is scheduled to start at 8. It looks like it's going to be phenomenal. So I encourage anyone listening that, to come out. Even though we are actually, Rhonda just told me we actually are sold out. She just told me we are sold out. We actually have 110 people.
Well, amen, because I know we're in that number, so we're safe. We're home safe.
Well, that's
so,
you have stayed in Vermont, right?
Babe, what you saying?
Roger.
Yes.
So that means no one else can participate in the play. Is that it?
Well, no. You mean attend? No one else can attend the play. No. We've actually, the number is 120 that we've capped. We've capped it at. There's no more tickets can be sold to the play. However, you can still get tickets for the conference, which is the following day.
So the play is going to be a hit. The play is sold out, so it's no more tickets for the play. So let's talk about the conference, because I know that's what Dwight really wanted to talk about, the conference. So go ahead, Pete.
Well, I know as you mentioned it earlier, Roger, but do you know who are the speakers and what are the topics of discussion for that day?
Yes. Bishop Townsend and you know, Pastor Cleo Townsend, they are doing the first workshop, and the topic, I mean, the title of their workshop is Don't Ration the Passion, Give Me a Purpose for My Passion. So they'll be doing...
Wait, can you repeat that topic again, Roger?
Right.
That was hot.
Yeah, I'm going to repeat it. Don't Ration the Passion, give me a purpose for my passion. It's, you know, not to spill the beans too much, but you can imagine based on the title. You know, don't, you know, say, you know, the, you know, the, you know, the husband saying to the wife, hey, don't ration, you know, the passion, don't ration our intimacy. And the wife is saying, well, give me a purpose for our, for my passion, for our intimacy.
Okay.
So that's going to be a real hot workshop. Mm-hmm. So they'll do that. There'll be breakfast that will start at 8:30. And then Bishop Towns and Pastor Cleo, they'll have that first workshop from 9:30 to 11. Then from 11:30 to 1, Dr. Damon Jones and Lady Melissa Jones, they will be there, and their topic is let's manage the money and sweeten the honey.
Mm.
So again, you get a good idea from the title what that's about. So two really hot titles, hot topics. I think both those workshops are going to be dynamite. You're going to have people that are it's going to draw everybody in. If you're there, you are going to be able to relate in some shape or form to these workshops, and hopefully take a lot from it. But that's it. It's not a full day, conference. Those are the two main speakers. So, we're getting you in there at 8:30, getting you some breakfast, getting the workshop started at 9:30 to 11, and then the second workshop 11:30 to 1, and, you know, getting people out of there so they, you know, can still go on with their day if they have plans, if they're bound to a weekend or other events later, they still can make it to it. And, again, those tickets are still available. And if you wanted to buy tickets to the conference itself, by itself, that's $20.
So
it's not a bad deal. You get $20. $20, you get a good breakfast. You get two dynamite workshops. You can't beat it.
Wow. So it's $20 per couple or per person?
Per couple. That's per couple. That makes even more of a no-brainer.
So the conference and breakfast is included for $20.
Yes.
Wow.
That's insane, though. It'll be cheaper to cheaper. Why not go in at 10?
Yep. What we envision, you know, is a lot of times you have people, you know, especially guys. I mean, I'm falling into this category. You know, you struggle with, okay, what do we do Valentine's weekend? What do you do for Valentine's Day? What do you get your wife? Some people don't really acknowledge Valentine's Day. You know, a lot of people look at it as, it's a holiday for, you know, restaurants and florists. So with this, we're saying, listen, you can go ahead and spend. If you wanted to do the whole weekend, you're going to spend $45. You're going to get the dinner and the play, breakfast and a workshop. And, again, Sunday after service, you want to get a dessert cafe. I mean, so you think about that. You're like, okay, you know, what do you do for your spouse about the weekend? And so it's all right there for you. $45. You're not taking her out to a decent restaurant for that money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's kind of what we envision is, hey, here's something for everyone to partake in, and, you know, not only something that for you to do together with your spouse, but for you to get something out of it and hopefully grow from it and you know, have your marriage flourish from this.
Okay,
well, Roger,
now, although I know the answer to this. Go ahead, babe, I'll ask when you finish.
I just wanted to know, first and foremost, Roger, is Rhonda available at this time?
Yeah. She's right here. I'll get her to pick up the other phone because we dialed it in again. Or only dialed in on one phone, and I dialed in off another one.
The only reason why, I'm sure our audience would like to know a little bit about you guys, and I want to know about your love story, how you guys come about getting together and then go on to marriage and developing what you have today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I'm more than qualified to give you that story.
Roger, what'd you say? I'm a part of this marriage too.
Oh yeah, listen, I can get. Story's gonna be the same.
Sometimes we as men we fabricate the truth though. You make ourselves look good and macho, but the wife will be honest.
I'm
gonna give you the real deal. We actually went to the same elementary school, and people say, "Oh, gee, that's key. You guys knew each other in elementary school." Well, it's not like that. Ron is 2 years older than I am, and we went to the same elementary school. She knew me. She knew who I was more than I knew who she was, because I used to get in trouble a lot, and used to always be in the principal's office. And my parents were always up to school. So not terrible stuff, you know. I mean, I got straight A's, but I just got in a little, not anything bad. So she knew who I was, and I actually knew her, a lot of her family. I mean, I was her cousins. We all went to school together. And when I was in college, I did an internship at Beneficial Finance where she was working, and she recognized me, and we met back up, started talking. She's like, "Yeah, you went to Elwood, elementary." Yeah, we started mentioning, people we knew and her cousins, her family that I knew, and we started talking, and I guess the rest is history from there. I mean, we 2 years later, I graduated college, and we got married that December. I graduated from LaSalle in June of 93 or May of 93, and we were married in December 93. I had just turned – we got married December 11th, and December the 2nd, I had just turned 22. So we've been married for 20 years, and people are like, "You've been married for 20 years?" I'm like, "Yeah, well, we got married when I was 22. And one of the first things people said when they found out we were getting married is like, "Oh, is she pregnant?" I'm like, "No, she's not pregnant." In fact, we had not engaged in sexual activity prior to marriage. And my son didn't come along. He's 12, so he didn't come along for 8 years later. So we got married at a young age. It's amazing when you think 20 years. You're like, wow. I mean, that's longer than most people get married. I mean, today's divorce rate, that 20 years is longer than most.
Yes, it is.
I attribute it to a big part of it to my parents. My parents have been married for, 48 years or whatever the number is. And you tend to, when you have that example, that's what you assume is the norm. So I, just looking at the norm is, okay, you get married and you stay together and, you build things together, because that's what my parents did. So it's been quite a journey. Like I said, I wouldn't trade it for anybody on this earth. And, we've been very blessed. We have a very handsome, intelligent, well-mannered son. Being part of the marriage ministry has helped our marriage too. I mean, we've seen being in marriage ministry. I mean, we were part of marriage ministry prior to 2B1 when it was Flame, initially underneath the leadership of Dr. Chevelta and Greg Smith, and then when they left, We were the leaders of it, along with some other couples, and then then Bishop changed it to just us being leaders, and then eventually he changed the marriage ministry altogether from Flame to 2B1, and Bishop and Pastor Cleo took over the leadership helm. But being in it all of this time, I mean, we've seen a lot. I mean, and we've seen the good and the bad. I mean, we've seen couples go through divorce. We've seen couples on the brink of divorce. We've seen couples come back and repair their marriage. So it's, being a part of this, it's helped us too. I mean, it's helped our marriage, flourish and stay strong. So, I mean, I don't look at it as, just, hey, we're, part of this marriage ministry, and we're helping couples and putting things on. Listen, the ministry helps us too. You know, it does just as much for us as we may do for it. So yeah, that's the story, man. That's kind of how we met back up and been together forever and been through a lot of stuff, you know, and you know, still going strong.
So Roger. Roger.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm here.
Okay, so what kind of tools can couples walk away from being a part of marriage ministry? Because you and your wife, Rhonda, you guys have been in marriage ministry for some years. You've been married for 20 years, so that says a lot. That speaks volume about marriage and marriage ministry. So what kind of tools can couples walk away when they attend marriage ministry, when they attend the Valentine's dinner, when they attend the half-day conference, when they attend the dessert cafe? What kind of different things do you think couples will be able to walk away with, and how can it strengthen their marriage?
Well, I think the biggest thing is when you come to these things, you know, one, you know, we're very transparent, and that's what and our, you know, we've always had transparent leaders. You know, Greg and Shazelta Smith, you know, Bishop, you know, and Pastor Cleo, we've been transparent. We've always been transparent leaders as well. So what that does is it helps people, because when they come to these things, they realize that they may be going through an issue and find out that, hey, you know what, I'm not alone. You know, there's a bunch of us going through this issue, you know, whether it's an issue that a wife may be going through or a husband may be going through, but they find out, hey, I'm not alone. And not only am I not alone, but these people are actually sharing their issue and come up and help you come up with ways to overcome these issues. So I think the biggest thing is when you get around ministries like this and come to these events, and they are, like I said, I mean, they're you're getting the real deal. You guys know, you've been around Bishop and Pastor Cleo, but, you know, they tell you, you know, it's just not all fluff. I mean, you know, you're getting the real deal. You're getting the good and bad of marriage. So you realize that I'm not alone. There's other people dealing with these same issues, and they've overcome it. You know, I always say that when you go through something and overcome something, to me, you're meant to be a testimony to someone else who could be encountering the exact same thing. You know, I mean, we've had everything. I mean, we've had blended families, very common that we've had in the ministry over the years. And now, Ron and I don't have any experience with blended families, but because we had so many people who did, that was actually a topic, a series that we did for a while some years ago. But we had several couples that had direct experience with this, and they were able to help each other work through these issues. You know, I mean, it could be intimacy issues, you know, which that's a difficult one for people to open up about. But when you get it, when you get in there and you're comfortable and you realize that, listen, anything you say is not leaving out this room. You know, we're not, you know, so, and people get that comfort level, they open up and they come up, they get solutions. They get solutions. They get healing. And that's really the most important thing. That's what it's about. I mean, you know, why struggle and go through something alone when you can get help, you can get counseling, you can be around people who might be more seasoned in a particular area, you know, and can help you get through it. You know, and that happens. We've seen that happen a lot throughout, you know, the marriage ministry. So someone might come to this conference this weekend, and someone may be having an issue with their passion, you know, being rationed off. You know, someone may have an issue with, their husband, you know, expecting intimacy but not doing certain things that the wife may need, And you may find an answer to that, you know, when you come to this. So, you know, I just encourage people to come because you just never know when and where God's going to place someone in your life to say, so that when that light bulb goes off, you know, and now that problem that you think you've been dealing with and struggling with, hey, he just placed somebody right there that can help you get through it, that can give you an answer. Like I said, that light bulb goes off, and you say, okay, maybe this is how we can do it. And you just don't know where people are at in their marriage. You know, somebody could come to a conference and save their marriage. You know, so I'm just come. Anybody listening, come. Plus you get 20 bucks, and that's including breakfast. Can't beat it.
You're absolutely right.
I wish we could get more people to come to the play, but we just don't have, we just, you know, that play sold out very quickly.
Well, I just wanted, I know we have a little less than 10 minutes, and we wanted to open the lines up because we do have a few callers on in case anyone had any questions. But before we did that, I just wanted to know, I have two things. First off, I wanted to know, how will people be able to reach you guys to purchase tickets, to purchase those $20 tickets for the conference? Because a conference, $20 for a couple, including breakfast and the conference, is, you know, unheard of. But how can they reach you to purchase passes for the event?
They can send an email to, and this is the email address, O-N-E. So O-N-E at trclive.org. So I will say that again, okay, because I probably sound confusing because I just confused myself. The number two dot the letter B dot one O N E at trclive.org. They can send an email there. We will get it, and we will make sure that they get the tickets that they want. And again, You also have the dessert cafe, which is on Sunday after service, which, again, at service, we are dancing. We're doing a couples dance, a third annual couples dance at both services, so our 7:30 and 10:30. And following the 10:30 service, there will be a dessert cafe. So the dessert cafe, the way that works, if you purchase a ticket to the other events, whether the play, although we can't purchase any more tickets to play, but the play or the conference, you automatically will be able to come to the dessert cafe. Now, if you say, hey, I cannot make the conference or the play, but you want to come to just the dessert cafe, it's $10.
Okay. All right. So, and what time is the dessert cafe? Is it in between services or is it after the 10:30 service?
It's immediately following the 10:30 service.
Okay, I got it. Now,
if you think about it, why pay $10 just for the dessert cafe when you can pay $20 and you can get the conference and the dessert cafe? Because again, if you get a ticket to the conference, you automatically come to the dessert cafe.
Okay. Now, how can people contact you guys if they want to be a part of 2B1? If they want to come out, it's the first Friday of every month at 7:00 at the Resurrection Center. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct. And they can do that same email. That same email. O-N-E@trclive.org. They can contact us through that, and what will happen is once they get on our email list, they will know everything that's going on. And they will know when the classes are going on, They will know when there's events. They will be on the distribution list. So that's probably the best thing to do. Even if someone can't make it to the events this coming weekend, but may have interest in upcoming events or interest in the class, the best thing to do is to get on the distribution list. So you just send an email to that email address, and we'll put you on that distribution list. If you send an email requesting tickets, you know, we'll make sure that you get tickets. But that's the best way to contact.
Okay, and also your Facebook page, because you guys can like the page, because they post in the Facebook page frequently, and information is also available on their Facebook page. So if you go like their page, you'll get information from there as well. I don't have the exact address, but I'm sure Roger can give it to you guys.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Roger.
Go ahead.
Is that the same for the Facebook, or is it different? I know we know the .org. You have to take that off.
Yes. Our Facebook is still 2B1.
Okay, so it's 2B1 on Facebook, and you can just go and like their page and get information. Now, I noticed that we lost some time in the beginning for technical difficulties. The lines are open. If anyone has a question for Roger, you guys can, we have like approximately 3 minutes, and then my husband will be closing out in prayer. So if anyone has a question, Roger is on the line. If you have questions about attending the event or just attending marriage ministry or whatever question, I'm sure Roger is open to discuss any questions. Okay, so Roger, well, the lines are open, so if they, you know, decide to speak, you know, some people don't want to speak, you know, and then some people may have received all the information. So, but I have a question. I just want to know if you can just really explain to people how marriage ministry in church will help their marriages, because a lot of people feel like it's counseling, and we know it's not counseling. We know it's enrichment for your marriage. So if you can just talk about that for a quick minute before the white close out.
Yeah. One thing that people don't think that marriage ministry is just counseling, and that it's all just so super serious, and that you only come if you're having issues. That is absolutely not the case, because we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. I'll give you an example. We had 2 months ago, we did the Not So Newlywed game. That was a huge hit. I mean, it was so much fun. I was the host. I dressed up in a wig and, you know, asked the questions, and everybody just had a great time. It was there's times when you just have to just fellowship and have fun. You know, so it's not always going to be, hey, you know, if somebody give me an answer to this issue, that issue. That's there as well. But I don't want people to mistake marriage ministry as, oh, well, I don't need to go to that because I don't have any problems. Or I don't need to go to that because I don't need counseling. Listen, fellowship with other couples. I mean, you really think about it. Once you're married, you know, the dynamics of your friends, your relationship should change. I mean, you know, you're no longer going to be, or at least you shouldn't, in my opinion, hanging out with all your single buddies, you know, at the club or whatever. That should change. All of the people that I hang out with are married people. If I can't bring my wife to it, then I don't want to go. I mean, that's just
well,
as simple
Roger.
As that.
I can totally agree, and I attest to everything that you're saying. And with that being said, we have 20 seconds left, so we just thank you and your lovely wife, Rhonda, for being on the line. Dwight, if you can close us out, because there's 10 seconds left. Thanks again, Roger.
Thanks for having us.
All right, then, Roger. Thank you so very much for allowing us be a part of your evening today. But before we go, let me just say a quick word of prayer. Dear Lord, you know the desires of our hearts. You know our secret fears, too. But we acknowledge your unfailing promises and steadfast love, Father. Thank you for being our rock. Tonight we cast all our cares and hopes and dreams upon you, Father God, for your safekeeping because we trust you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Everyone, have a safe, blessed, and wonderful evening. Thanks again, Rhonda and Roger Dixon from 2v1 Marriage Fellowship.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Anyone here?